beautiful? Sometimes the songs we sing on Sundays sit on my heart all week, and the power of your name especially makes an impact. And I will live to carry your compassion, to love a world that's broken, to be your hands and feet. Through my hands and feet, let the world be changed in me and through me. Your love will make a difference. Such beautiful words. I want so badly to do that each and every day, but sometimes I simply cannot get out of my own way. Those feelings of being stuck and overwhelmed just hang over me. And in those times, I struggle to get the basics done. I have stuff on my mind and stuff all around me, literally boxing me in. Do you ever feel that way too? Well, believe you me, that's your signal to take time for yourself. A 10-minute walk, meditation session, or simple stretch. And if your overwhelm or sadness has brought the clutter in and around you too, well then, you need to take a second 10 minutes and tidy just one area. Yep, just 10 and 10, and you will feel amazing, I promise. Sounds lovely, yes? And could you do me a quick favor? Drop me a note in the comments. Let me know how you're doing, and be sure to subscribe to hear more goodness every week. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. God, today is yours. I thought I was all clever when those words popped into my head the other morning, but after a quick double check, I realized they weren't so original. They come from Psalm 118:24. Today is the day the Lord has made, a timeless reminder to cherish each day as a gift and to approach it with gratitude and reverence. It's so wonderful and peaceful to find joy and inspiration in these words. I love it when he does that. And my friend, if you haven't noticed, we're almost there. Whether you decided to give up wine or chocolate, or perhaps even better, you layered in devotional reading rather than taking something away, our Lenten journey is almost complete. And within just a week and a half, we'll be in church proclaiming, "He has risen indeed." Easter service is so powerful. And of course, it brings us hope and a time for renewal and redemption. And here in Northern America, spring is upon us and change is happening right before our eyes. So that means it's time to lift up our head and let that sun shine upon our face. As this season of renewal unfolds and our world transforms, it's important to embrace the sun's warmth and follow its guiding light. It's God's reminder telling us, "Bring me with you. Better yet, let me lead you and trust me that I know where you need to go today." He encourages us to grow, reminds us to allow change to happen and not to become comfortable in our habits and current state. I hear him often reminding me not to fret over yesterday and certainly not to worry about tomorrow. We must lean in and accept both the blessings and trials presented to us each day. When we do, we can recognize these gifts, opening our eyes to live in the moment. Surprisingly, when we do, we then have the energy to turn around and to give to others. In Matthew chapter 25, verses 35 to 40, Jesus talks about a long list of gifts. We can give water, food, clothing, shelter, and finally, the gift of time and love. I especially want to focus on that last one. Jesus tells us to visit those in prison. Last week, our pastor preached on this passage and how folks who can't leave their home are, in a way, imprisoned as well, don't you think? But my mind went to those with mental illness, with the walls of sadness locking us in, or those who are abused, too afraid to leave. The lost, the lonely, the forgotten. Remember these friends as well, please. Still, we must recognize and appreciate God's blessings, His gifts, and share them with others. When we do, we are rewarded with more energy, and so the cycle continues. You take your well-deserved 10-minute walk, 10 minutes of tidying, and then you have a gift of 20 minutes for someone else. So I ask you again to lean into your challenges. Lean in when asked to change and step out of your comfort zone. Then pray, seeking guidance from God as we navigate life's twists and turns. Dear Lord, I am well aware that I am far from perfect. In fact, I would even go so far as to admit and confess to you that I am beautifully imperfect. That said, I refuse to let the negative thoughts that creep into my mind tell me, forcing me to believe that I am too old, fat, or weak. Nope, I'm putting my foot down, Lord, and I know I can do that with your strength in my heart. With you, I can break down my walls. With your strength, I can muscle through my daily trials. And through your love, I can share my compassion with the world. My God, my Father, please help me. Hold my hand and guide me through this fire. I lift all of this up in Jesus' name. Amen. You've got this. I believe in you. Now it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.